This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA, your home improvement information source. I'm Dave Rush, glad to be with you today, joined by Steve Leventhal. Steve, how are you doing today?
Oh, never better.
Okay, well, good to have you along for the ride here. We got a lot of good guests coming up on Home Improvement USA this hour of the program. But first, we're going to start with the, Steve, I don't know if you know what this is. I studied it a bit. The fenestration business.
I don't know what sounds kind of dirty to me.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to a residential window consultant from Niagara Falls, Ontario. He's Canadian, but he has agreed to come on Home Improvement USA.
Canadian, like from Canada.
Yeah, that's right. And we love our Canadian friends. They are allowed to listen to this program too, just because it's Home Improvement USA. Don't think you can't listen in other countries, especially our fine neighbors to the north. Let's bring in residential window consultant Greg Newhouse. Greg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks for that warm introduction. Okay. Let me just first say, Home Improvement USA, eh? As a good Canadian would.
As a comedian in every crowd.
Now, we'll get into windows here in a second. The fenestration business. Actually, you told me what this is. What does that mean, fenestration?
Well, fenestratio comes from the French word fenêtre, which is opening. So any opening in a home, whether it's a door or a window, is dealt with, architecturally speaking, under the fenestratio umbrella, fenestration. And there are medical terms that it also applies to inner ear operations, too. But that's another story. The fenestration business, when you look at if you were an architect or an engineer and you were looking for statistics and data and, you know, ratings information and performance stats, that's where you would refer in your massive volume of indexes. However, we just call it the window business.
Okay. Well, Greg, thanks for coming on the show. And let's start with reasons for a homeowner to get a new window. Why do you need a new window?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. And the answer is very straightforward in my view. Windows are the most critical barrier between you and the elements. When you think about your home, starting on the outside, you've got brick or siding, followed by a piece of plywood with a whole bunch of insulation, then a vapor barrier, and then a piece of drywall, and all that is going to keep Mother Nature out. You're going to be very comfortable. But if you want to see through it, you got to put windows in, and windows are just two pieces of glass. So they have to be good. You can't just slap two pieces of glass in and hope that you're going to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And happy day. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. What about you, Steve? Are you with me here? Are you following along?
You said it's from the French fenêtre, as in je vais une belle fenêtre.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Take a timeout. Greg, so continue with this. Now, all right, you have these openings in your house, and they let a lot of drafty air in, and they let the cool air out. And so what do you do, and how do you make your home more resistance to this type of thing with your windows?
Well, the first thing you have to do is focus on what your actual needs are. I like to think that a quality window is the best way to go. That would be my preference. A lot of people want to buy the cheaper because they're either going to flip their house, they don't care. They don't care about the next owner and his comfort, or they just don't have the money. But when you buy cheap windows, you might as well keep the old ones that you've got because you're no farther ahead. You see, I don't want to get too technical with you, but there's four ways that that heat is lost or gained through your home: through radiation, conduction, convection, and air leakage. And you have to conduct that with some science and technology. So there's different types of glass and windows for different climatic zones. Where we are here in southern Ontario and up through the Great White North, it's a cold in the winter problem. Down in the south, it's a hot in the summer problem. So you have different types of low emissivity glass that you can combine in different directions to combat that. But I guess what you're really asking me is, why should you do it at all? Well, first of all, if you want to be comfortable, you want to be warm inside your house. Okay, you don't want to have to wear a parka and boots while you're watching TV at night. So good quality windows will do that. And good quality windows, if they're doing their job, they'll save you a lot of money. They'll reduce your heating and air conditioning expenses by, my God, 30 or 40% maybe. So then if you buy really good quality windows, you may not ever need to purchase them again. And, of course, they'd be free of maintenance expense. No more painting the outside and repairing, okay?
But that's all right. What? That all sounds good. What is the characteristic of a good quality window? What is a good quality window? What does it have that the lower quality ones don't?
Well, about 35 years ago, vinyl came on the scene. Vinyl windows haven't been around forever. Before that, they used wood frames, which need to be painted every 4 or 5 years. A vinyl window, if it's pure vinyl, if it's UPVC, which means undiluted polyvinyl chloride, it'll last for darn near forever, or my forever anyway. And that simply means that the frame will be maintenance-free, and it'll never dry out and crack and all that kind of stuff. The last house I bought had wooden window frames that were painted shut. You couldn't open them or close them. So a good quality window is easy to open and close because the vinyl frames open and close. They're a perfect fit in the sash and the frame and all that. Okay. So also, the glass, there's two pieces of glass with an argon gas in between that has to be sealed in. If the argon gas leaks out, it doesn't add to the performance statistics of the product. So done properly, the gas stays in there for a good long time. A cheaper window will have, you know, the seals and gaskets and things that leak, and that's not good. That's just like having a slow leak in your tire, okay?
We're talking with Greg Newhouse out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. Go ahead.
The low emissivity glass, when you see ads in the paper for new windows, it's vinyl windows with low E and argon. Argon is an inert gas that provides a certain resistance to convective heat loss. So as long as you've got a 90% concentration of argon gas, that's great. Low emissivity glass refers to the rate at which heat passes through the glass. So emissivity is the rate. So if you have low emissivity, it's a lower rate of heat transfer, which means your house stays warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer. Now, there's a couple different ways to accomplish low emissivity glass. And the glass industry has developed a way of... low emissivity glass simply has silver oxide embedded into the glass. It acts like a mirror, like a billion little mirrors in the glass to reflect the heat back where it's supposed to go. So that can be either sprayed on the surface or it can be applied while the glass is still molten and it sort of embeds itself into the glass just like silt in a stream. And that's called a pyrolytic process. And that's becoming more popular. In fact, that's the way to go. But it takes a lot of expertise, and only the biggest and the best glass companies can do this because of the equipment requirements. So there is a bit of a science and technology shift in the industry. I think we're on the verge of seeing a whole lot more development in glass technology with photo optics and all the other stuff that I don't know anything about. But anyway, that's what it's all about, low emissivity glass. It's like a hamburger. Like, where's the beef? How much beef is in this burger? Okay, how much silver oxide is in this glass to give you performance values that you're looking for? But anyway, that's all just humdrum, ho-hum. In all my experience selling windows, that's the part that puts people to sleep. What's really interesting are the reasons why you should do it. Why don't we go there?
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Well, if you want to be comfortable, good windows will provide you that, okay? But not only that, more consistent temperatures throughout your house will prevent things like, you know, cold drafts that may make your children sick. Cold, nasty windows will have condensation at the bottom. That's where mold would form, leading to respiratory issues. Everybody's got mold on their windows if they've had them there for a long time and they haven't cleaned them. And that's a real issue. So, you know, to keep your family healthy and comfortable, why not? You have to do it. If you just left your old nasty windows in there and you get to the point where you can't see through them because they're so gungy, then what's the point? You might as well just board it up, put some drywall over it, and you'll be warmer.
Well, Greg Newhouse, great information, residential window consultant from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And I met Greg because he is a longtime buddy, high school buddy, of the bass player in the band I play with in Niagara Falls, the Niagara Trophy Husbands, when I'm up there in the summertime. That's a fun band to come hang out with, isn't it? And we actually sound okay sometimes, right, Greg?
Yeah, actually, you guys sound terrific, and I'm looking forward to it. If you ever buy a bus, I want to be the bus driver.
Okay, that's cool. I thought you were the manager right now.
Well, you know, but I might get fired. I haven't booked any gigs. So I don't know how long that's going to work out.
All right, Greg. Well, thanks for coming on the show. We'll do it again down the line. You're listening to Home Improvement USA. We got a lot coming up on the show this hour, so hang with us. Dave Rush, Steve Leventhal, Home Improvement USA.
Storage space is always at a premium in the kitchen, so how do you create more without adding any cabinets? I'm Danny Lippert with Tips for Today's Homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about maximizing the cabinet space you have right after this.
Clean your shower in minutes with Wet and Forget Shower, the easier, cleaner, smarter way to clean your shower. Spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. The next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at participating Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
One of the least efficient cabinets in most kitchens is the one beneath the sink. Because the plumbing connections for the sink are made here, most cabinet makers leave the space wide open with no shelves or drawers. You can make the most of this space by simply adding a removable shelf. Build a simple shelf from 1x8 or 1x10 pine. First, cut a long horizontal piece slightly shorter than the width of the cabinet. Then cut two vertical legs to attach to either end. Now slide the shelf into the cabinet and make a mark on it where it butts up against the P-trap or the drain pipe. Finally, use a jigsaw to notch the shelf so that it fits around the plumbing. By adding another level to this cabinet, you've effectively doubled its storage capacity. I'm Danny Lippert with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. Check us out on iTunes. Tune in. You know, just type in Home Improvement USA Radio. You'll get us. Mile High Radio every Tuesday afternoon. You can check us out at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, noon Pacific Time, and 3 Eastern Time. And, of course, InternetFM.com and KWWRadio.com. Up on those sites, you'll see our 24/7 home improvement radio station. And you'll hear guys like Tom Tynan out of Houston, does a great job. The Weekend Warriors out of the Pacific Northwest. And also the Today's Homeowner folks, Danny Lipford and Alan Lyle out of Mobile, Alabama. All of that at KWW Radio and Today's Homeowner and, excuse me, and InternetFM.com. All right, Steve Leventhal is with me right now. We bring in an old friend of the show, John Dregenberg. He is from Underwriters Laboratory. He is the Consumer Affairs Manager. John, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm fine, and it's nice to be with both you guys again.
All right. Good to be with you also, John.
We won't call him an old friend. We'll call him a friend of long acquaintance.
Yeah. There. Okay, there we go. But it
sounds
has been a
to
long,
me, Steve.
Long time, over 20 years, that we've been talking to John on Home Improvement USA. He is an engineer in his own right, and so very accomplished guy, has traveled all over the world, helping with safety standards around the world and talking to people about safety. It's important to him. He has been at his job at Underwriters Laboratories, a variety of different jobs, I'm sure, but he has been at Underwriters Laboratories for over 50 years there in Northbrook, Illinois. You must be very proud of that, John.
I must be very tired after all that time. My goodness.
What do you mean? He started when he was 7.
Okay. Now, I was doing my due diligence and preparation for the show, as always, John. Very thorough, you know, analysis and in-depth probing of the issues. And I looked at your website, and I saw something called Spot. And this is new, first time I've seen it on the UL website, which is ul.com. But it's called Spot, and it's the source for product sustainability information. So tell us what this is and how this can benefit people listening to this show.
Well, I certainly can tell you that most people, as you know UL because they see our sticker on the bottom of their toaster or the back of their television, and they believe that's what we do, which we do. But we do many, many other things. Safety and security is something we've been doing for our 122-year history. And, you know, that's expanded today into many things, including sustainability and indoor air quality and all the rest of these things that are extremely important to humankind. And that's something that many of your listeners probably don't realize that UL is involved in. We've merged and acquired some companies that are experts in things like transaction security, as well as things like indoor air quality. We have a huge lab in the southern part of the United States that has all the equipment to evaluate air quality, for example. But you're talking about products. The SPOT initiative is looking at products and looking at their sustainability throughout their entire life. Are they built with materials that are sustainable? Are they going to be thrown away and cause contamination in dumps and things of that type? And that is something that we're into because it fits our mission. It fits our mission of keeping people safe and healthy and secure, and we're into that big time and having a good time doing that.
Okay, and so on this, you go to ul.com, and you will see this Spot, and in big green letters, Spot, the source for product sustainability information. And you have thousands of different product types up there, and you give them sustainable credits. There's certification for some of these products, a variety of manufacturers and brands throughout the world that fit into this sustainability category and that you guys are kind of giving the thumbs up to, and from a variety of things, furniture, flooring, cleaning products, surfacing materials, you know, and all things for green guides, for healthcare. It really gets into it pretty heavily. And a lot of people don't think of UL as an organization that really gears towards this type of thing. They think more of it like, is this toaster safe and is it going to keep you, are you going to stay out of trouble using this toaster? If so, then you'll have the UL label. Am I kind of correct in that analysis that UL is more perceived in that way?
Oh, you're right on target. That's what I mean. Yes, everybody thinks of us about toaster safety and vacuum cleaner safety because they see our mark on a product, but we've gone way beyond that. Manufacturers can come to us not only for safety certification, but also for sustainability. The SPOT initiative gives manufacturers an opportunity and the option of using UL to trace back where the materials come from, how they're put together, what kind of waste stream would happen after the product is finished its normal lifespan. And that's the kind of thing that, you're right, Dave, people don't look at UL as being involved in that, but in fact, we are heavily involved in that. UL has grown dramatically. You mentioned 20 years ago when we first started talking. I don't remember the exact number of employees we had then. It might have been 2,000 or 3,000, a goodly number of people. But now we've got 13,000 people around the world, and they're not all testing toasters, but we certainly continue to do that, as we always have. But we've gone off on these in these other areas. And, you know, it's really interesting. You also mentioned that I've been with UL for more than 50 years. Part of the reason I really haven't retired is because all of this new stuff is interesting. And it's really, again, focused right on our mission. So even though it sounds different, it's something that we really can embrace here. And we got kind of excited about our Green Guard mark, which tells you that certain cleaning products might be a little better for your family because of the indoor air quality issues, especially in parts of the country where everybody's closed up very tightly. You don't want a lot of indoor air problems. Even paint. We've talked about the baby's nursery. You paint it up and get the new furniture in there, and then the baby comes and you put the baby in the nursery. Well, that might not be the best approach because there's something called off-gassing. It isn't what you think, but it's volatile organic compounds emanating from things like the wood in furniture or the cleaning products that you might use. And that can be not very good for a new infant whose lungs are not completely developed yet. For us older people, yeah, it's probably okay, but I'm probably getting to that category where I'm getting so old my lungs are starting to not do what they're supposed to. But the fact is, that's the kind of thing that we look at, and that's something that is new, but yet, as I say, focused right on our mission.
All right. Your lungs are fine, John. John Dragenberg is with us, Consumer Affairs Manager for Underwriters Laboratories out of Northbrook, Illinois. You mentioned that you've gone, since we've been doing this show, from 2,000 employees to over 13,000 worldwide. Here with Steve and I, we've gone from two employees to...
Two employees,
John. But no, we hire out. We hire independent contractors. There's thousands of them out there working with us. So that we just kind of go that route instead of actually hiring employees. Now, you also are in the acquisition business with UL, and you just recently acquired a company called AWS True Power. They're an energy engineering service and advisory firm. And your goal there is to expand global renewable energy, your global renewable energy portfolio, and looking at solutions for wind and solar energy sectors. So there's another area many people don't know. Just touch on that a bit.
Well, certainly, that's one way that we gain the expertise. I mean, those of us who've been around for a long time certainly have a lot of expertise in various areas. Mine happens to be household appliances. When I was doing basic engineering here and running various labs and doing the safety testing on products, that was one thing. But I really didn't have a lot of information or a lot of knowledge in some of these other newer areas. And when you join with another company, you've got people who have done that kind of work all their life, and it's really fun to listen to them talk and learn what they're doing and how interesting that whole area happens to be. You know, some of us are just interested, maybe nosy is the word, but just interested in what's going on. And you mentioned solar energy and wind power right on our Northbrook, Illinois campus, where we've got about 100 acres. We have solar panels that we use to power some of our buildings. We have a wind generation apparatus that's giving us electricity. So we're involved in that, and we certainly do a lot of testing on solar panels. And it can go back to our roots also. A solar panel on your roof makes the fire, if it does occur, move differently across the roof than if you didn't have solar panels. So we did a lot of research on that and actually combined our expertise in fire transmission and mitigation into the newer technology of solar panels.
The music, you mean?
Yeah, so give me, you okay. Start, do the countdown.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Well, as always, we appreciate it. Our own Mr. Safety, John Dragenberg from Underwriters Laboratories in Northbrook.
Yeah, Dave, you know, Good Morning America, CNN, Home Improvement USA. Those are all three shows that he has appeared on.
That's right, and more. But he likes coming on ours the best. John Dragenberg, and like we said, he's been there over 50 years. That's incredible. You are listening to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. Our website's, again, homeimprovementusa.com and kwwradio.com. You go up there, you'll also see links to some of the other home improvement shows that we like. So check it out. We'll be back with more on Home Improvement USA. Stay with us.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-605-3081 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-605-3081. That's 800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
You are listening to the Home Improvement USA radio extravaganza. I'm Dave Rush, joined by Steve Leventhal. And now we bring back from Interior Redesign Group in Scottsdale, Arizona, Arlen Satz. Arlen, welcome back to Home Improvement USA. How are you today?
Thanks. Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Steve, say hello to Arlen.
I'm really looking forward to this segment since the last time she was on because she was great.
Okay, well, let's get into it. We're going to talk about the top 10 reasons for redesign on the program here, Home Improvement USA. Before we start that, Steve had a question from the last time Arlen was on the show, wasn't able to get it in on that segment. So, Steve, this has to do with pictures in the home. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've heard, as you mentioned, that one of the things you want to do when you're selling your house is take the pictures off the wall because you don't want people to think that they're taking your house, that they're basically buying a new house. But so my question is, you know, we got pictures on the wall going up the staircase. What do you replace those with?
That's a good question, Steve. Family pictures, you take off the wall. You're talking about personal pictures.
Exactly. Yeah, the family pictures that you definitely I've heard that you want to take off if you're going to sell your house. And then do you put something else or you just leave the walls blank?
Sure. Well, as we always say, all of us, paint is cheap and spackle's cheap. So spackle it, paint it a neutral color. If you can't match it exactly, do a little darker shade, a different value, and possibly put one print up, an inexpensive print. You can even get it at a resale shop. I have a wonderful resale shop in Scottsdale that I use. And it's called Lost and Found. There's always, you can go to any of the discount design stores, get one big picture of something interesting and just put it up and pack away those family pictures because you're going to use them again. But like you said, I agree with you. People want to picture themselves in that home.
As long as it's not dogs playing poker.
Well, or the Elvis one in the cafe on the corner. Steve, I would say for you, the best thing to do if you want to sell your house is make sure you don't have any pictures of you on the wall. That'll make the house look 25% better right there.
These are top 10 redesigning mistakes. Waiting for until you get 100 different opinions before redesigning your living room. Asking Aunt Agnes what they think. Just stop, ask a professional, and go with it. Number 9, waiting until you win $100,000 in the lottery to buy all new furniture first. You don't need all new. You just need to replace and restyle. Feeling
now, Marlon, hold on a second. When people are going to buy furniture, you talked about a resale shop before for something else, for pictures. Yeah. Is it a good idea to go to resale shops for furniture or no?
I think it's the number one place to buy furniture, except for one thing. I don't like soft goods, which are sofas and soft beds and chairs, because we all know that human beings and have life, and you spill things on chairs, and you never quite know what's been on upholstery unless it's brand new. But for buying dining tables and end tables and desks, the older the pieces, the better they are. Today they're made shoddily all over the world in the original North Carolina area, how they had really good furniture, solid wood. The best things are to go to estate sales and resale shops for those things.
Okay, now get back into some of the mistakes that people make.
Okay, Dave, feeling too embarrassed to ask for help. You know how people say, I can't have you to my house, I'm embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. We all live. And apparently you want to live better if you're calling a redesigner or a stager. Another one is trying to redesign to look exactly like the magazine picture, which you and I talked about. You forget that you're not living in a photo shoot. It's real people. Another reason is living with a wall color you hate just because you bought a gallon of paint. As I said to Steve, paint is cheap. It doesn't take much to repaint. And everybody's typical answer, especially this time of year at the holidays, is I'm going to wait till things slow down a bit. Ha, they're never going to slow down. You just got to get in there and do it. I'm remodeling bathrooms now. There's no good time. We're going to do it. So I think people that are really walking around their house saying, I'm not happy, it's time to, you know, make an investment in yourself. And one thing that I'll talk about, and it would probably run out of time, is collections. When I said inspiration pieces, if you collect sailboats or, Scandinavian art or things from Amsterdam, people tend to put them all around the house, their collection. It's much more effective, gracious, and has impact if you put them all in one place. And sometimes it is a resale shop. You buy a new cabinet, so you can feature these things. Because when you spread everything around, it loses its impact. And the other main thing people do with art and pictures, again, back to Steve, is that they hang pictures with Shaquille O'Neal's eye level in mind. Pictures and paintings should be at eye level when most people are sitting down.
Arlen Satz with us. She is from Interior Redesign Group in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're talking about the 10 mistakes that people make for redesign. All right, continue with us. Where are we at on the list? And let's continue.
We're on number one. We're on number one. And the number one reason that they make a mistake is not calling a redesign professional to help. That's... you wouldn't have, you know, someone, a plumber pull your teeth. Same thing. It's not. As important, but it's important in its own way, that there is an art and a science to it. And it's an inexpensive way to have a new home at your same address.
Okay. I must have missed it. I heard about five. What about you, Steve? How many did you hear reasons for redesign?
Oh, they're all good. I lost track, but it doesn't matter. I get the point, though, which is, you know, get in there and do something and don't wait around for, you know, when you get around to it, just do it.
What if somebody thinks they're good at it, but they're not? How do you turn them around, or can you turn them around?
It's happened, but it doesn't create a good working relationship until they trust you. Trust is everything. So if you do a small corner of a project, a small area, let's say a coffee bar in the kitchen where you bring in the, I'm going to use the brand name, a Keurig and the mugs and you do a, instead of a great little painting of a, you know, cafe or coffee, and you do beautiful napkins, and you create a small vignette, and that can create a trust level for you to move on. Sometimes if people think they can do it, I don't want to be flip about it, but apparently they're not my client.
Okay. Have you ever had to refuse somebody because they just weren't cooperating with your suggestions?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's the spouse, I will say, either way, that says, I don't think this is right. I wanted my, you know, moose head here. And it creates a little bit of a, you know, friction. And sometimes that can't be turned over. But like I said, we always say we will do it. If you don't like it, we will change it exactly back to what you had. And we've never had to do that.
Okay, Arlen Satz, Interior Redesign Group in Scottsdale, Arizona. You do give consultations for free to start out. So I think that's important for people to know. They can go to your website. Is there any other contact information you'd like to give?
No, not at this time. My phone number, I'm happy to answer it.
Okay. And the phone number for Arlen, if you would like to get a hold of her, is area code 602-321-9640. That's 602-321-9640. If you're in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area and would like a consultation with Arlen Satz from Interior Redesign Group, and the website is interiorredesigngroupllc.com, interiorredesigngroupllc.com. Arlen, thank you very much for coming on the radio show today, and we will certainly do it again. You've got good information. Steve, I think we're going to have to get her set up with a Skype audio setup so she'll sound even better on the show, because I think she might become a regular.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I mean, it sounds good. Yeah, the information's great. And I mean, there's so many things that she talked about that people don't necessarily realize, you know, whether you just want to spruce up your house or if you're really thinking about selling it, is you've got to get rid of a lot of that junk and a lot of that garbage. Yep. And a lot of that stuff to make it look very appealing to the potential buyer.
All right. Arlen, thanks
Absolutely.
For coming on the show. We'll do it again soon. You
thanks,
have a great
Steve.
Day. All right.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Arlen Satz. Okay, redesign, because that's something Steve nor I are really good at, is interior redesign, as opposed to all the other things we're so good at, right, Steve?
Well, I thought you always said I brighten up a room by leaving.
That may be the case. Okay, Steve Leventhal, Dave Rush, it's Home Improvement USA. A lot more coming back. Stick around.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
You are listening to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. Steve, about a little over 15 years ago, you added a second story to your home in the plush village of Lake Bluff, Illinois, on the shores of Lake Michigan, about what would you say, 40 miles north of Chicago, 35 miles north of Chicago?
35.
Okay. So we're going to talk about adding a second story today from a website, LegalEagleContractors.com. And they talk about the five top questions about second story additions. One thing they point out here, though, Steve, and you can elaborate on this, a lot of this you don't want to do while you're living in the house, right?
We moved out for 7 months.
Okay. And I remember because you had a lease on your place, and I actually stayed on the place that you stayed while you were waiting for your house to be redone. And it was a luxury apartment in Lake Bluff. Very nice. Anyway, so adding a second story, he says on this website, LegalEagleContractors.com, and it's out of Houston, that it comes with a price, okay? Turning a house upside down while living there, that's hard to do, and this guy does not allow his clients to do it. And all the upheaval and disruption he talks about. He says second stories add significant weight to the original house, something the house's skeleton was not designed to hold up to. And, you know, you need a lot of analysis on this. An architect's opinion about remodeling is not enough, they say. They say the city and your experienced remodeler will both need a lot of information in order to pull permits and the such. And I suppose that was a lot of what you had to do, too, when you added your second story, Steve.
Well, Dave, now that you ask me.
Yeah.
We took down the whole first floor. All we left was the footprint of the house and the fireplace on the first floor. Everything else went.
A lot of permits, though, and the such when you're adding a second story.
Well, I would hope that any halfway decent municipality has a permit process.
Okay. Now, first, why did you do it? Just to, because your family was growing and to increase the value of your home?
Are you answering the questions or me?
No, that's my guess.
Well, when we bought the house, it was a 2-3 bedroom ranch house. There was always the feeling that we would go ahead and add the second story. It had been done in other houses, even along our street.
Okay, very good. All right, so the top five questions, and these are, do I have to do a full second story or can I do a partial one like adding a new master bedroom and bath as a second-story space. And the Legal Eagle contractors say you can do it either way. You can also add a second story on a garage, but you often end up replacing the existing garage slab and all. You didn't do the garage, right?
No, we did not. Survey says?
No, okay. Another one of the questions, what do projects like these really cost?
A lot more than you think.
Right, but you get it back in resale value, don't you?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Every house is different. There are some typical ranges. They say for a full second story and a 2,000-square-foot house, the cost can range between $150,000 and $200,000. For a partial second story in the 500 to 700-square-foot range, so that's just partial, expect to pay $90,000 to $120,000, especially if there's a new bathroom upstairs. And they say people are often surprised to find out that a new two-story, 20-foot by 22-foot garage with living space on the second floor project can cost between $100,000 and $150,000. So you really have to think about it before you do that garage part of it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, another one, other questions. Why does second story work cost more per foot than adding new space on the ground? And, of course, there are a lot of reasons you could think of here. There's more demolition. The roofing system, for example. I remember you had a big dumpster outside of your house for a long time where they're taking a lot of that stuff and throwing it right in there, you know, for the roof especially, right?
Well, yeah, it was a completely new roof, new joists, new everything.
All right. There's a lot more interruption and reworking of the plumbing, electrical system, and AC gear in your attic and walls. And the addition of stairs in the house always requires significant changes in the downstairs space, a factor often overlooked in the beginning stages. Did your downstairs space change after all of this? And to me, it sounds like it did.
Well, there were major changes made primarily because the house originally was not built. Whoever built it wasn't thinking right. The kitchen was all the way in the back, and you want that closer to the garage and the laundry room, so where you bring in stuff. The dining room was a bedroom, so we had to make major changes on this. Not everybody does that, but so, you know, the wiring was new, the plumbing was new, the fixtures were new. Like I said, the only thing that really was intact was the fireplace.
Okay. Another question here.
We also moved a staircase.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that part. Because I was in your house before and after, as a matter of fact, when all this went down. Okay,
but not during.
No. Sawdust. I'm allergic to it. Are there exceptions to the rule where I can live in my house during the construction? We talked a little bit about this. Yes, with some partial second-story project, the work area can sometimes be isolated, leaving a working kitchen, bathroom, and some bedroom living space relatively untouched. That's if you're doing a partial second story project.
I would think of that more of as if you're renovating a kitchen, whether you're fixing a bathroom, that, you know, to still live in your house, that cannot be a major project. It's almost impossible. Plus, you know, it's just, you think about it, they need to cut the electricity at some point. They also had to, you know, stop the plumbing. You couldn't live in your house if you were having those kinds of things going on.
Okay, understood. Then it also says you can almost always live in your house while a two-story garage is being constructed. I guess that kind of goes without saying here. Okay. They say, how do I find a remodeler who has the experience and skill to do this sort of project? And the Legal Eagle Contractors, and by the way, their website, if you want to check it out, legaleaglecontractors.com. They say this is no handyman project, that's for sure. You need a contractor with lots of experience knocking out structural walls and tying into existing mechanical systems. They say to consult NARI, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.
Oh, not somebody named NARI?
Not somebody named NARI. I don't know anybody named NARI, Steve.
Yeah, no, seriously. We interviewed several builders, and our decisions of even who we interviewed was based on who we'd seen around the neighborhood, who was working on projects, who had done stuff that we thought was pretty impressive looking. And I've always talking to people.
Okay, good. Also, be sure he or she has certifications in remodeling and construction. Instead of wasting time parading several contractors through the house, use your time wisely to ask the right questions over the phone first to narrow it down to one or two companies to come do a visit to your site. Then select the one you think is best fit for you and negotiate the project from there. A skilled remodeler can even help you cut some costs out of the project if need be.
You know who else we made good use of while we were doing our project? Someone who's been on our show before. We hired George Rieger, the property inspector, to come in and check on the progress of the work at various times along the way of the project.
Okay. And didn't you use Jeff Lynch, who's been on the show also in some of this?
Jeff Lynch was that you know why we selected Jeff?
Okay. Why?
We had interviewed two builders and one of them, and we said we wanted to put a second story on. And the first person came in, who we'll not name, said, yeah, I can do the second story, and sort of tossed some ideas around. When Jeff came in, he actually took a look at the house. He was the person who pointed out that the impracticality of the existing layout of the house and said, you know, you should really rearrange all this stuff. And you could just, we could see, you know, the wheels spinning, so to speak, and his vision. And he actually did just a wonderful job taking something and turning it into, it's a beautiful, I'm very proud of it. He did a really wonderful job on the house.
Right. And then that was the final thing I was going to ask here. Are you happy with the end results? And it sounds like you are. And then I know you live in kind of a high rent district there, Steve, with all the money you've made on home
improvement. And a high tax district, too, by the way.
But what do you think that you're going to get more for your house? And in general terms, how many $100,000, say, with the second floor that you would have gotten with a comparable home with only one floor? In ballpark.
I mean, but think about it. It's really a matter of square footage. The house went from 1,900 square feet to 3,300 square feet. You know, that you're going to get twice out of it. You know, what
you won't
what
get twice the value. You won't get twice the
maybe,
value.
Maybe. But again, but part of it is the actual, just in terms of the general rise in the value of this area. When we got in this area, it was nowhere near as popular as it is now. So we'll get a lot out of this, but primarily or significantly because of where, you know, location.
All right. Where are you going to move to, by the way, Steve, if you ever do make that move?
I'm going to come next to you.
Okay. Well, then I'll be moving. So I guess I'll have to check out some of these things.
I mean, we need to downsize. So I would say we're going to simply just go across town and get something a little smaller, two-thirds the size, easily. All we need with the two of us, me and the missus.
You don't have all the kids anymore in the house. That's right. Okay, well, this is a good segment on this particular topic, Steve. And catch Home Improvement USA 24/7 at homeimprovementusa.com and kwwradio.com. That's homeimprovementusa.com and kwwradio.com. At homeimprovementusa.com, you can check out archive shows for the program. You can check out broadcast times. You can actually see pictures of Steve and myself.
Can never get enough of a handy Dave Rush.
All right. And also, if you go to kwwradio.com, you have links to all kinds of other programs that we like, and also our 24/7 Home Improvement USA Radio online station. That's all up at kwwradio.com. So I'm Dave Rush. He's Steve Leventhal. It is Home Improvement USA.
Are you one of the fortunate few that can actually park their car in the garage? I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about some ideas to make getting the car in and out a little easier right after this.
Clean your shower in minutes with Wet and Forget Shower. The easier, cleaner, smarter way to clean your shower. Spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. The next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at participating Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
If you actually use your garage for parking, you may have noticed that finding the perfect stopping point isn't easy. Too far and you can't get around the car. Not far enough and you can't close the garage door. Here's a trick to try. With the car parked perfectly, attach two eye hooks to the ceiling directly above the windshield. tie a rope to one, and where it meets the windshield, thread it through a tennis ball with a hole drilled in it. Tie a knot below the ball and take the rope back up through the other eye hook. Now tie the rope off to the top of the garage door. When the door is up, the ball drops down to mark your parking spot. When the door goes down, the ball goes up and out of the way. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1994 on The Year in Sports. The San Francisco 49ers would come off a 16-3 season in 94 to go on to Super Bowl action against the San Diego Chargers. The 49ers beat the Chargers 49-26, creating a Super Bowl record, a combined score of 75 and 10 total touchdowns. The Houston Rockets scored the franchise's first NBA championship in 94 by beating the New York Knicks 4-3. The World Series was canceled in 1994 due to an ongoing strike by the Major League Baseball Players Association. Many fans lamented that while two world wars, a Great Depression, and an earthquake couldn't cancel the World Series, a financial issue did. Downtown Vancouver saw Stanley Cup rioting in 1994 after the New York Rangers handed the Vancouver Canucks a loss, 4-3. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1994 on The Year in Sports.
Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. Save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Get 50 blue or 50 yellow pills for just $99. You save more than $500. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-255-9753. 800-255-9753.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1990 on The Year in Sports. The 1990 New York Giants were built to head coach Bill Parcells' specifications of power football. That paid off in a 16-3 NFC season, followed by a Super Bowl win over the Bills by the smallest margin in Super Bowl history, 20-19. The 1990 NBA champs were the Detroit Pistons, who won their second straight NBA championship. They beat the Portland Trailblazers 4-1. In World Series play, the defending champions and heavily favored Oakland A's couldn't stop the Cincinnati Reds, with the Reds sweeping the series in 4. The series is best remembered for Billy Hatcher's 7 consecutive hits. In Stanley Cup action, it was the Edmonton Oilers who won the best-of-7 series, 4-1 against the Boston Bruins. Championship was the Oilers' 5th Stanley Cup in 7. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1990 on The Year in Sports.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.com.